What I am calling on now is that at the very minimum, there is a protocol put in place by the Minister for Health as to the minimum amount of notice that each patient can be given, since they are insisting on bringing many of them to Dublin for appointments. They should be given minimum notice. And the other key thing that is required is there needs to be a structure put in place for families who are not in a position to afford the cost of travel to Dublin and the cost, in many cases, of an overnight stay, so that they can make applications for help with the cost associated with now having to go to Dublin instead of being treated as had been expected and as should be the case if our health services being better managed in our local hospital in Letterkenny.
There was a suggestion that this may have been done in December in order to meet end-of-year waiting list targets set by Minister Varadkar. From what you're saying, it would seem to suggest that's continuing into January.
Yeah, it's certainly continuing, because just this very week I've had two patients on to me who actually had received a call the previous day asking them to go to Dublin the next day. And it actually stems as well from the fact that we are seeing a reduction in Letterkenny Hospital at the moment of the number of patients being able to be seen, because there is a drop in the number of surgeries taking place in the hospital because they don't want to see accident and emergency delays in the run-up to a general election. But that comes back to the failure to properly resource the hospital, the failure to properly manage our health service, and the need for the government to get a grip on it. They haven't been doing that, and we don't see any sense of it from them yet in relation to the direction that our health service is taking.